You are indeed listening to WTJU Charlottesville. And folks, I'm living the American dream right now because I got Larry Keel back of WTJU because he's got this new album coming out called American Dream. In fact, comes out tomorrow, and he's got some big concerts coming up with the Larry Keel Experience. But Larry, how about we get you to kick off with one before we start chatting?
All right. It's a tune about waking up in the morning and just sort of taking it as slow as you can. And wrote this for Big Daddy of the Acoustic Syndicate. Hope it makes you feel good. Well, I got up this morning and I took a long way around home. Not too much upon my mind, trying to slow it down. Not much in a hurry, no particular place to be. Listening for all the things I hear, looking for what I see. Well, son of a preacher man and a poet by the way, up half the night a raising cane, working in the fields all day, praying for the rain to fall and wash my blues away, thanking all my lucky stars for all I had that day. Satisfied, trying to do my living all before I die. But if I just keep on keeping on, in another day to see the sun, it shines upon my face and the blues they let me be.
Folks,
take it slow when you can.
And what a slow life we've had the last several months, haven't we?
Man, it's been real slow. We are slowed down to a halt in the music world, as you know. And I think one of the last times I got to play up here, I saw you. You know,
yeah,
got
indeed
to come to the studio and play and stuff.
Yeah. Just about a year since we had you in, and then all of a sudden, early part of this year, things change for the whole globe, and musicians like Larry Keel, my guest, for those just tuning in, just kind of came to a halt.
It took some time when I'm at the house, you know, that big year lined up, and now, not much going on at all. Everything stopped, and so we're just, we took time to slow down after 30 years of touring and sat down, take stock of things, and just a bunch of songs came to me, so I wrote a bunch of songs and couldn't do much due to COVID, you know, then in this whole thing. And so I didn't want to go in the studio and be around other people that way, and didn't want to grab the band together and do all that. So wrote a bunch of songs at the house, and my road manager, Steve Heavener, he said, hey, I can come down to the house and bring a bunch of recording equipment and record you playing a CD. And I said, well, I don't really want to do a solo CD. I said, well, I could play all the instruments, but I need to sit down in woodshed a little bit.
Yeah.
Learn how, or figure them out again. I know how to play a little bit of all of them, but had to figure it out. So, give you something to do.
Exactly. You had the time to do that. And I was chatting with Jerry Douglas here last Thursday. And, you know, he said for him, you know, 50 years of being on the road, he was ready for a little break. Not for that reason, but, you know, he was able to stay busy himself, you know, in his own studio, laying down things for other artists and just his own music. And so it's, he said, you know, he made the best of a bad situation.
Well, that's good. That's good. And, that's what you got to do, you know, just sort of try to keep positive and just keep everybody upbeat and do that sort of thing. And that's sort of what I try to do with these songs, is just try to put my opinion out there, but try to do it in a really positive way that might do some good for somebody, lift somebody up rather than bring them down, you know.
Well, I know you're bringing up a lot of folks' spirits, including mine, right here at this very moment as we listen to nature around us. For those who don't know, Larry and I are sitting outside in the back of WTJU next to Vivace Restaurant. So you might hear the occasional vehicle go by or some birds who are just fluttering on by. But, hey, we're enjoying the life.
Yeah, sounds of the city, man. We're living it.
So we've got the American Dream in my hand, and that album comes out tomorrow. And, of course, Larry Keel just a few feet away. Socially distanced, safe. Don't worry about it, folks. But how about we get another one from you, Larry?
Sure. Here's a tune that I wrote on there. I wrote it on the banjo, but that turns into whatever it does. But wrote it about just, you know, hanging out with kids and feeling good and watching them and realizing that, the innocence of all that and the joy that they have going on, and trying to take some of that in and save it for a good time to spread it around later, like right now. So here's a thing called Precious Times. It's a pretty day in the yard to play. Spring is in the air, running round and flying kites without a care. Planting bulbs and all, we love playing games the whole day long. Singing and dancing to our happy song. I'm thankful for precious times, doesn't even cost a dime, and it's worth more, all the money in the world. We'll paint a bush and flowers all around, a rainbow sky and birds that fly up here. Pitch a tent on the kitchen floor and camp out for the day, or get in the pool and while the day away. I'm thankful for precious times, doesn't even cost a dime, it's worth more, all the money in the world. It's a pretty day in the yard to play. Spring is in the air, running round, flying kites without a care. Oh, planting bulbs and all, we love playing games a whole day long and singing and dancing to our happy song. I'm thankful for precious times, doesn't even cost a dime, and it's worth more, all the money in the world.
Live right here on WTJU, the Sons of Larry Keel, doing Precious Times, also known as Abby Song.
Yeah, Abby Song.
And you can find that on this brand new release, American Dream, coming out tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
And I suspect in a couple, 3 weeks, you might be able to pick up a copy out at Chisholm Vineyards, where the Festi is going to be putting on two shows with you on the 21st.
Yeah, I think it's November 21st, yeah, at 5:30 and one at 8:30.
Right.
So, yeah, come on out and bring you. Yeah, my whole band there.
Yeah,
so,
the experience.
The Larry Keel experience. So,
yeah,
it's going to be pretty rowdy, and bring you some warm blankets and some antifreeze, and we're going to get down and have a big old time. It's our last show of the year, so we're excited about it, you know.
And just for those who don't know, Larry Keel Experience is, of course, Larry Keel. Jenny Keel is playing that upright and sitting out in the Ford. Is that the 250 or the 350? I can't quite tell.
The 250.
The Triton
250, the turbo diesel. 350, yeah.
And then, of course, Jared Poole coming in from Richmond, I think. So.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you're going to get the full Larry Keel Experience on the 21st for two shows. Check out thefesti.com. Or I'm sure if you go to LarryKeel.com, details are up there as well. And hey, coming up later in the show, I'll actually be giving away a 4-pack, because we're talking about the your safe space. What the Festi does is that they've got a 2, 4, and 6 spaces, and then you get some friends or family that you're comfortable with, and that space is yours. And I'll be giving away a 4-pack for tomorrow night's concert with the Steep Canyon Rangers. So
nice. That's my buddies, man. Yeah. I love them guys.
So hope you all stick around for that. But right now we've got Larry Keel. And Larry, you talked about 30 years of playing out. And, you know, the other day someone was making comment that they'd been looking for the release that you did with your brother many, many moons back, and they'd found a copy on eBay. So they were thrilled.
Oh, wow.
So
all right.
It's quite the rare piece of recording to pick up. So you've been doing this a long time. What's been the biggest change for you over the last 30 years, besides these last 8-9 months, of course, of solitude?
Of course it is this last 9 months. Getting a lot of... the internet. Yeah, that would be a big change in things. Just, you know, I know so many artists that have come before me that aren't as known, and just due to the lack of internet in their day, you know, and how you see these days people rise from fame immediately from a YouTube video or a TikTok thing, you know, that's pretty amazing. But the internet's a big thing.
You know, what's nice is when it's not a COVID time is that you do see a lot of these young kids out at the festivals and at the jams. And so they're still coming up the way that you did and Danny Nicely, you know, growing up around the music. And so it's nice that the kids are out doing that. You know, if they come into it later because of the YouTube and all that, that's great. But it is nice that there are some kids out there still doing it the way you and others before you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so nice that, I mean, my name is definitely spread due to the internet, and very thankful for it in that fashion as a business tool, I guess. And And as a tool, like with Instagram and stuff, of just trying to be positive and send a good message out to people and just, like I say, brighten somebody's day, you know.
What's the first song you remember writing, which you, do you still play out, first of all?
I don't really play the first song I wrote out. It's like a instrumental tune that was like... And it's just this thought that came into my head, and it's like a jazzy beat song. I guess one of the first ones would be like Buffalo Creek.
Okay.
Would be probably one that's sort of a staple as a songwriter and performing, you know.
And, of course, you said these 10 songs that you wrote on American Dream coming out tomorrow, when did you start writing those down?
Some of them go back a little ways. Old Man Kelsey's is sort of a redo of one off my, I think it was my first album, and I wanted to just sort of bring it back with a little different energy and smack some banjo on it and just get a good bluegrassy thing going. So I wrote that one a while back, and there's the song Try I wrote about 3 years ago, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. And I never really could figure out a
hook,
my groove on it, you know. It's like, and then I started adding like a sort of a Bo Diddley funk thing to it, and that started working better for me. And I recorded a version of that. The first song I played, Long Way Round, I wrote that for the Acoustic Syndicate. Steve McMurray asked me to write a song, and I was like, well, what do you want me to write about? And he said, write about anything you want. And I said, well, I'm going to write about you. And he said, all right, make me sound good. And I said, I'll try. And so that's one. There's another one on there. I wrote 6 during the pandemic, when I had the time to sit back and do that. Oh yeah, the other one was Mars's Cry, which was a song about my old cat, which is sort of a freaky old cat that just was always killing stuff and acting weird. So, and it's sort of about life and the cat, sort of animism type weird thing. But then during the pandemic, I sat down, had time to think and take stock and count your blessings and all that, and wrote some songs, you know, and just wanted to put them out with a positive vibe, and see how it goes.
Well, I know there's a positive vibe out there from folks saying, hey, let's get something more from Larry. So how about we hear another one?
Let's see. All right, here's a little funk beat nature song and some spacey something after that. Mother Nature's selfless sister to the sky. Mother Nature, she loves us like a lioness. Nature, we owe her our life. Mother Nature, we can't live without her. We can't live without her. Brother man, why can't you understand? Brother man, how to take care of your land. Brother man, why the oceans are all dying. Brother man, how can you keep on lying? You can't fool her. Look what you done to her. Save her every day, all along the way. Thank you. tell me, Father. Father Time, you have a bird's eye view. Father Time, to see the mammoth moon. Father Time, you like the shifting winds. Father Time, you're where it all begins. And clearing clouds, Mother Earth, I hear the trees talking out loud. Mother Earth, truest lady of them all. Mother Earth, we will not let you fall. You can't fool her. Look what you done to her. Save her every day, all along the way. Mother Nature, selfless sister to the sky. Mother Nature, we love you like a lioness. Nature, we owe her our life. Mother Nature, we can't live without her. We can't live without her.
Here on WTJU, the sounds there. Larry Keel doing Mother Nature, which you can find on his album American Dream, coming out tomorrow. And I was watching a couple of birds up there chirping along to you as you're doing that, Larry. And it reminded me, I don't know if you may have seen that story, that birds, since the pandemic, things have just quieted down. Folks aren't driving around as much. So all of a sudden, their music is getting more and more formal and They're adding more treble to things, which than they used to, because traffic had just had pushed all that back. So now they're able to be more nuanced and more complex with what they're doing.
I love that. I watch all the birds at my house, and there's just so many that come around, and it just blows my mind. You know, and you were talking earlier about being on a kayak and how close you can get to all these different birds and migrating birds and everything. And I live like in a highway of birds and things. And there's I have so many cardinals that come and see me every day. And I love it, because it's like the old Native American thing of, they say that the cardinal is a spirit messenger, and they bring messages from loved ones, you know. And one of the songs on there, I'll play it now if you want, is about that. It's about animism, as I spoke about earlier. And here, I'll play it for you.
Yeah, let's give a listen to it.
It's called Old Friends. Checking up on me, wondering what they say. Friends in my life who went away, dressed in red are here today. Watching over everything, and all the many songs they sing. Old friends will come alive, dressed in red, are here today. It's so nice to have old friends stopping by, floating in softly from the sky. It's so nice to see you once again. Thanks for stopping by, my old friend. For the train in the background.
Oh, bless that train. Oh, well, you're listening to A Train and Larry Keel right here on WTJU, and we're celebrating Larry's new album, American Dream, coming out tomorrow. And we're living the American dream, even with that train. You know, the train's got a big history in America, so.
I love trains, man. I don't know, I get drawn to train movies, and I'm sort of like Merle Haggard. I always want to jump a train.
Yeah. Yeah, we had another great flapping guitarist here about a month ago, Scott Ford, been out Winfield a few times. And we were out front for that one, and all of a sudden the train started going. I said, you know, I got to do something from Norma Blake, Georgia Train. So he said, I got to throw that in there right now. So, yeah, it's certainly nice to have that background sound. But, folks, what I can promise you is you're not going to have all these extraneous sounds come the 21st of November, when the full Larry Keel experience is going to be out at Chisholm Vineyards for the Festi concerts. There's two shows, one at 5:30 and one at 8:30.
Absolutely.
And you can get all the details on that and probably even pick up a copy of this new album that same evening, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can get it at LarryKeel.com as well. Been a lot of pre-orders. I guess you can still pre-order it up till it comes out. So,
yeah. Well.
And you can always get that there and all the little things that we have there, T-shirts and hats and stress balls. Boy, that's a big seller these days.
I'd imagine so. Well, Larry, you know, we talked earlier about your early writing, but I've spoken to a lot of musicians and asked, do you ever go back and listen to the early recordings? And most of them don't. They say, you know, it's a different time in my life, and I'm not ready to go back and listen to that now. But how about you? Are you one? Because there are some who are willing to go back and listen to the early stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's what it is. It's what you did. That's how you grew and how you develop, and all the people I've played with. There's so many recordings. I love hearing all the different styles and how the songs were built, and like the whole Bob Marley thing. It's like you can listen to so many versions of the same song. And it's awesome, you know. Each one's great, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't mind listening to it. I'm glad I'm still writing songs and that they're
Absolutely.
Still coming to me, you know.
What's the biggest? If you go back to the early recordings and now, what's the biggest change in you? Is it confidence, or have you always had the confidence? But what's the biggest thing that you've noticed over the years that you've changed?
I don't know, life and its inspirations and circumstances and
experience.
The life's experience is probably. I'm sure it's inspired and changed my songwriting all the way around, but hopefully in a positive way, you know.
Well, you were talking about how for this album you went back and you actually laid down all the different instruments yourself.
Yes, sir.
And was the guitar the first instrument you picked up as a boy, or was there another instrument that actually came before that?
Well, when to record it, the first thing I picked up, I wrote the songs on the banjo, most of them. And so I figured my banjo parts out and all that. But when I went to record it, it was mostly guitar and vocal first.
Okay.
And then add the bass line to it, and then the mandolin rhythm, and then the banjo, or the electric guitar, because it covers a pretty wide genre from bluegrass to everything, rock and roll.
So has the banjo, though, always, I'm curious, been the instrument that you've written your songs with, or?
Early on, you know, that's changed in my songwriting. Even there's ducks running around.
Yeah, can you believe it?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, duck just ran into the bar next to us and ordered a drink and said, put it on his bill. So.
Yeah, I know. But that's changed. I usually wrote the songs on guitar, and I'd write them, and I would present them to my band, and I'd play the guitar and sing them, and it was up to the band to basically discover their own parts and make the song into what it would be and transcend it into. But with this CD, I built all the songs together.
Hello.
Hey, and put all the songs together, and I had to finish all the tracks, and then once the song was done, I could hear what the song sounded like. Then I could present that to my band and go, hey, this is how it all goes.
So. Right. Now, you know, there are some artists who would say, they want it to sound exactly like the album. Alison Krauss is one, you know, everything that she did in the studio is how she wants it. Or you go back to rock bands from the 70s, Supertramp, you know, where they want it to always sound the same. But sometimes, you know, you've got the live sound where it sounds a little different.
I think my fan base likes that more, of just having something, the improvising and all that to go on. So, yeah, I never do the same thing twice, hardly. It would be
an accident,
a mistake. Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just tuning in. We've got Larry Keel, and it's no mistake that we've got him here, because we're thrilled that we're celebrating American Dream coming out tomorrow. And Larry's going to be back in town with the full Larry Keel experience on the 21st of November for two shows as part of the Festi experience themselves. And that's going to be out at Chisholm Vineyards. Check out LarryKeel.com and, of course, the Festi.com as well. Larry's calling Jenny over, so we're going to...
That's good.
So we're going to... Larry, you're tuning up.
I get it. You'll be my cute person.
All right, well, we got Larry, and now we got Jenny over here, too.
Hi, Jenny.
Doesn't have a brace with her, so we're just going to let her sit over there and give her some cueing. So what are you going to do for us, Larry?
I'll do you one more. I appreciate you, man, so much for having me in. And this is the title track off of my CD, and it's sort of about someone growing up and seeing the world as it is and going, you know, I'd like the world to be like this. And when I grow up, I want to be this type of man and do this sort of thing. And just a spread of goodness and morality and empathy and just positivity. That's, you know, I think we all need that. So here's a tune about that. And it inspired the whole CD. And thank y'all. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And for those just tuning in, we got Larry Keel here. And Larry, I'm going to run upstairs as you're playing this because I've got to do the rest of the show this way. So thank you so much for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
And next time we're going to get the full Larry Keel experience in, but at least I got to see Jenny as well. So big thanks. All right, you go ahead and try.
Thank you, Charlottesville. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, WTJU. Here you go. I don't want to grow up to be another angry old white guy. Self-important, all wrapped up in this white lie. It's best when I spread happiness around, not bringing everybody around me down. I don't want to grow up in a world that's filled with hate. I'd rather look at our differences and relate. Help everyone achieve most anything, so they won't sleep through their American dream. Be happy, spread it around like wildfire, to be better than the rest. And I have no desire to protect and nourish love for family, 'cause that's what means the most to me. I don't want to grow up in a world that's filled with hate. I'd rather look at our differences and relate. Help everyone achieve most anything, so they won't sleep through their American dream. Y'all.